right, 6:56. Joining me on the line is Don Hawthorne, contributor to AnchorRising.com. It's our weekly segment with a member of the AnchorRising.com blog, cadre of bloggers. Mr. Hawthorne, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
How are things going today?
Great, thanks.
Excellent piece on the AnchorRising.com website today about changing the way things are done here in Rhode Island. Why don't you give the people a little rundown of what you put up there?
Sure. The quick and dirty is that real change has been studied. One of the leading writers on it has identified 8 particular steps. And the problem we've got in Rhode Island is we're not even at step 0. We're step 1. We're 0-for-8 on addressing the 8 different steps that are necessary to affect real change. And there's no will. I'm going to argue there's no will to make the tough decisions. And we're faced with situation where we either have to conduct a major restructuring within a fixed time deadline, or we got to throw the state into bankruptcy or something that extreme and just blow it up and start over.
Give me an idea what some of the steps are first of all, who's the author that you're quoting in there?
Yeah, John Cotter has been a Harvard Business School professor for a long time, and he's been writing on this subject for over 20 years. There's 4 categories of change: set the stage, decide what to do, make it happen, and then make it stick. In the set the stage are the first 2 particular steps. You've got to create a sense of urgency, and then you've got to pull together a guiding team.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the decide what to do, you've got to develop a change vision and how you're going to go implement the change vision. And since we're not far down the curve in Rhode Island, one of the things that I focused on in the write-up was those first 3 steps.
So it's interesting you say create a sense of urgency, help others see the need for change and the importance of acting immediately. Do you not think that there's a sense of urgency about our budget deficit right now?
I don't.
You know,
if there was a real sense of urgency, you would be having competing public debates ad nauseum about proposals and counterproposals and really in-depth conversations where people were throwing hard choices on the table. You know, right now what happens if you're at a town level, you know, you've got public sector unions pushing back and arguing over going to a 10% health care copay versus 5%.
Right.
That's tinkering at the margin.
Right.
We've got fundamental problems here.
And then pulling together the guiding team, I mean, how would that even happen? I mean, it seems to me you need to have. Are you looking at some kind of an outside council of sorts put together by the governor and the General Assembly? I mean, is that done by the people through an election?
I don't know if we have time to do it through an election.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, given the shortness of time, I think it's going to take some of the existing leadership. Somebody's going to have to stand tall and say, guys, we've got to change. And I'm willing to fall on a spear to lead the debate because it may cost re-election for some folks that do it.
And you need somebody who's ready to like you said, to actually fall on the sword like that. Don, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And we might have you in maybe sometime this week or next week to expound upon this.
Good. Love to do it.
Excellent. Don Hawthorne, contributor to AnchorRising.com. Check it out at AnchorRising.com.